Hey
Hey
guys,
guys,
welcome
welcome
back to
back to it.
Muscle-ness.
Yeah.
Okay,
So how was
it
your week, guys?
was
I thought we wasn't
okay.
gonna talk about our week. I don't care, we're
I'm
gonna.
guessing someone's week wasn't good. It's
It was just
okay.
like, oh, okay. Oh, yeah, it actually wasn't. Actually, yeah, let's talk about our weeks. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
You can go first, Miriam.
Oh,
I think you have a
really?
lot to say.
I have a lot to say, but I just can't say it.
Yeah.
But I've been very annoyed this whole week. Yeah, I've just been very
Really?
annoyed, and I hate school and all that homework, and I can't keep functioning. I can't keep living like this.
I feel you. I feel like that's how my
Yeah.
week was too. Like midterms ended like Friday. So I was, they was forcing everyone to get their work in, and they were just giving so much work because it's fall break now, and they were just trying to just give everyone stress that week, But besides that, it was okay.
I'm still confused as to how you have a fall break.
It's cause like I don't
No,
know, bro.
exactly.
Indiana's weird.
No,
Yeah.
bro, it's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Nah, bro, that's not fair. For us, the next break is gonna be like for one day, like I think in a week or two. Aziza, you
Columbus
on break every day.
Day.
I'm not on break, bro. I have
You don't
school
have
to
to
do
commute
too.
nowhere, bro.
But still, like, I have, like, what is it called? I have, like, homework. I have classwork. I have meetings to attend, you know?
All
Right.
Yeah, it'd be
And my
busy
grandma
like
be
that sometimes.
stressing me out, bro. My grandma's always, like, on my butt, like, about school. She's always like, so, did you do your work today? How much did you do today? So, what did you do today? I'm just like,
Oh, at
okay,
least
chill,
you
like,
have
I know.
someone that
Yeah. It's okay though.
Okay, guys. Today's episode, sadly, I don't like this idea at all. I think I'm the one who even recommended it, but
Yeah, you were.
I really regret it because I'm really scared. But today's episode, we're gonna be reacting to gym stories.
Oh, spooky. Ooh. Did you know that like black animals, like totally black animals with like they could be like gins
So
re
like black cats,
I heard that's
but
haram to
yeah,
think that black cats are evil.
it is.
I heard that It's mostly
somewhere.
black dogs. I
Black
said it's
dogs.
black
It's
dogs.
because dogs
Yeah,
could
black
see
dogs are
jinns.
evil. I thought all animals could see gins. No, not all of them.
No, I think it's dogs. There's like other types of jinns that are like animals, I think. There's like animals that are jinns, I think.
No, bro.
Yeah.
I'm
But
already
anyways,
scared.
if you guys are listening and you have no idea what jinns are, basically jinns are real creatures that form a world other than that of mankind, capable of causing physical and mental harm to human beings. And this is stated in like the Islamic belief. So just in general, we're talking about jinns in Islam, and they're real, and they're basically like some evil doers stuff, and they can like they have a free mind, I guess you could say. And they work for
Oh.
the devil, basically. Now we're
You
gonna.
know, actually, hold on. We should give a warning
Oh,
to
there's
headphone
dogs now.
users.
Yeah, we should.
Because me, I don't think you guys understand. I'm not gonna be able to sleep. So if I scream,
Okay, so by the way, guys, we're recording this episode late in the night. And especially
Yeah.
for Aziza, like, this is really, really
No,
late.
it's like 1 a.m. for you. It's still 16 a.m. Bro,
It's
it's
almost
okay.
about to be 3 a.m.
Why are you doing this? I don't understand you.
Yeah, wait, let me get my
Bro, I don't
blanket.
get scared easily.
Bro, I'm scared.
Even talking about it, I'm so scared.
It's
I'm
okay.
not really that scared, to be honest. Let me
Yeah,
cover my feet, bro.
yeah, and also like Miriam, guys, just headphone users, please. Please make sure you're
Yeah.
ready.
Yeah,
Because
because
Miriam, bro.
if she's gonna scream, bro, we're telling you right now.
Bro, if you guys ever seen us play like Roblox horror games, oh my God, bro. Miriam screaming 24/7, bro.
Those ones I just scream for fun. Those aren't even scary. I just scream to give it a little bit of, like, you know?
Like, yeah, taste to it, you know?
Yeah.
All right, but anyways, no, let's go on. And by the way, like, at least two of us are going to be blind reacting to this. So, yeah. Basically, we've never, like, heard these. Yeah. I went to a certain city in Europe to learn more the language I can somewhat speak. The school where I was in. It was far away from big cities, and the school was never near some kind of forest. So at night, the school was near some kind of forest. So at night, I went with my schoolmate at the time, who happened to be a girl. We were going to another building off the school where it's a bit somewhat far. So there was a plain grass field, almost like a field, but natural area where there was one tree in the middle. So we were walking, and we could see from a distance that there was a person close to that tree.
No.
But we weren't able to see or recognize as to who it might be. So I asked her if I should call the person. I shouted like, "Hey, what's up?" No answer. The distance between us and that person was around 30 or 40 meters away. How much was that in, like, feet?
I don't even know.
I'm not sure.
Probably, that's like 10 far. Feet. Yeah. So I asked the girl if we should go to that person. We could see that it was a woman with long hair. Her hair was like to her hands, and her hair was pitch black. Her dress was white and kind of old nightdress where it covers all the limbs. The strange part was that as we were getting closer and closer, I noticed that I couldn't see her feet. It was, like, very foggy, as if she wasn't on the ground. The distance was now, like, around 10 meters. So I slowly tried to look at her hands. I couldn't see any. So I tried to look at her face. It was pushed back as if it was a deep hole. Nothing. I immediately thought it wasn't a human being, but a ghost. Then I just ran for my life as fast as I could. And I left my schoolmate alone. Because you know what? I would too.
Right. But me too. What? Why would I
but she also there? Ran with me, but behind. No, I would leave them too. Like, I'll be the first
one out of there.
No, if I saw someone in the middle of the woods nowhere, I would have been gone.
Right. That one is not.
I don't even know how it would react. Yeah.
I feel like living near a forest, obviously you're gonna see some mystical stuff. Like, yeah, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Something. Sometimes people be like, oh, your eyes be deceiving you. It's like your fear makes you see stuff. Yeah. So maybe it's that, but maybe then it could be a djinn. Like, I don't know, bro. Like, that's at so the end of the day, weird. I don't want to see one.
Right. I don't want to see nothing that's not normal. I don't understand why he kept walking closer.
Exactly. No, I would have, like, had my flashlight, like, started shining.
Aziza,
it on
you
it
would go.
Yeah, Aziza would just go.
You're the type of person, if I was with you and you saw that, you would be like, just come, just come.
I'm not that stupid, bro.
You would go.
I would put my flashlight at it. I would, like, try to see if it's real or not. And then I would just, like, run away, because that's just hella creepy.
Aziza is the type to try to scare the djinn. Alright, next one. My grandfather's brother was killed by a djinn, which took shape as a cat. Every night, a cat came to his bedside. He was a kid, and bit into his fingers and sucked the blood out.
What? Huh? Stop.
When the family found out, they trapped it. My great-grandfather and his older son tried to kill it numerous times, but it kept coming back to life. They finally recited some dua, and it died. Why was they first like not to recite dua? That's the first thing I would have done.
Bro, a cat? Right. A cat?
Out of all animals?
Yeah, see, now I'm scared.
That's scary. No, I'm not scared of cats. No matter what happens, cats and I have the best relationship, period.
No, because when I went to Togo this summer, we found a cat, like, I don't even know. It was in some room in our house. And the eyes was just so scary. Like, I wasn't trying to say nothing, but I don't think that was a normal cat.
But like, djinns can't go in the mosque, so
they can't.
They can or they can't. Please say they can't. That's a
I'm
great
not sure,
question.
But they're not like dogs. Like, dogs are what is it called? Like, not clean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But cats are.
Yeah.
Because one of the prophet's friends like had like a thing for cats. Yeah. He used to like carry them in his sleeve and stuff.
Oh yeah. A jinn can enter.
They can.
Yeah.
La ilaha illallah. Oh wait. Yeah, there are jinns like no, I'm not gonna say this because I'm not sure of it. Mm-hmm. So let's just continue. Bro, I literally grew up in a building full of cats. And sometimes, I swear to God, those cats would be like, I don't know, they just had a bad vibe to them. I used to literally run down the stairs to go inside, like, back in, like, my grandma's apartment, just because of how scared I am of the cat.
I thought you was about to say that one story you told me in middle school about that figure you saw in your hallway. I don't even want to talk about that, bro. Move on to the next story.
Bro, also, no, like...
Bro, I wanted to say that, but...
It's no, bro, that scary scared me, Aziza. Yeah.
Also, I just found out, like, there was this mosque in Palestine. No, in Jerusalem. It's called Masjid Al-Aqsa. Wait, that's the mosque, right? The big one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Prophet Dawood made the jinns restore the mosque. That's actually pretty interesting. Whoa. Because I feel like jinns would try to stray away from mosques, because, you know, like...
Yeah.
But that's interesting.
But they thought all jinns are not bad.
Yeah, not all of them are bad. This one boy in my class really effing gets on my nerves. He touches me, pulls me, puts his arms around me, and pretends to be my friend. We're both Muslim, and he showed me a video in which a jinn possessed a body. I personally do not believe in jinns, so I told him that's BS. He started arguing back on how jinns are real. Anyway, here's the main story. He told me about his previous house he lived in, which was modern on the outside and old on the inside. He moved into that house when he was 8. His parents gave him his own room, and next to his bedroom was a room his parents told him not to go into. Here's the scary part. Now, of course, he went to check out what is inside, but he didn't do that in the day. He did it at night when his parents were sleeping. Bro, at night is crazy. I shit you not. This little boy found a dead body in this room with a carpet stained with blood as the body was hanging from the ceiling on a rope. And he says he saw a jinn next to it with bright white eyes and little strokes of hair and white skin staring at him sideways with the jinn's body face to the dead body. Huh?
Oh, bro. No. Just
imagine that. He shut the
door. Full scared.
Exactly.
A dead body.
He shut the door and screamed so loudly it woke up the next neighbor and parents. The parents hugged him while he was shitting his pants. Police were called by the neighbors because of the screaming, and it turns out the parents were poor, killed the landlord, took the house, and left the body in that room. Huh? He's not out of foster care going to the city. Nah, he is now in the foster care going to the same room as me. I mean, same school as me. Oh. So his parents brought the jinn in the house.
Exactly. They caused the jinn.
Yeah. What if the jinn was the body of the landlord that was killed?
Exactly, bro.
Oh my God.
It probably was.
Yeah, and probably was just like walking. I don't know, because he was human, obviously, so maybe it was just a ghost. I think ghosts are real. I don't know.
Bro.
I don't think ghosts
are real. I don't like this. I don't like talking about this.
Well, we're going to talk about it.
Okay, bro. Miriam, what do you think of the story?
I'm scared. I already told you guys. I don't have nothing else to say.
I think the story was, I feel like it was the landlord. Like, I don't know. I feel like that the jinn, or maybe like, I feel like it's a ghost. I don't know. But it was of the landlord. Yeah.
I think he's lying.
Yeah.
He's lying. Imagine finding out that your parents killed someone.
Exactly.
Like, I feel like that's more scary than seeing the jinn.
I would never, recover from that.
First of all, did no one realize the landlord was dead?
Exactly.
Like what? Funny. And was it not stinking up the whole house?
free rent, I guess. Right. They didn't care. A relative told me that once him and his dad were on a long drive back from the outskirts of the city, and because the area was not developed and not densely populated, the roads were not maintained or smooth. He told me their car was the only one on the road and the only lights were their cars. As they were going down the road, it was nighttime, if it's not obvious. After a while, they noticed lanterns floating on a farming land. As it is near a village, the road is between fields and a lot of trees. He said that it looked as if there was thousands of lanterns about 7 feet from the and weirdly, they were not illuminating the land around them, only lights floating. Him and his dad were feeling a bit sleepy and had music on before, but the remaining hours of the journey was spent with the Quran radio. Another thing was these lights happened to be exactly opposite an old graveyard, and they could hear people cheering and shouting as if some type of
problem. What?
No. Hi!
That just gave me actual chill.
Yo, thank worry. At least they played the Quran during the... Exactly. Imagine they were that playing music. So me.
Bro, now I'm scared so to drive by... What is
a graveyard, right?
Nighttime drives, like... Especially
I love
with, like,
nighttime
nowhere.
Drives.
No. I'm not talking about, like, in the city or whatever. No, when you're traveling and there's, yeah, like, scary. Trees on both sides.
Yeah.
And it's nighttime. Bro, that's so scary.
That's scary. Like, I love driving in the nighttime, but I'd be scared to look out the window sometime.
Me nah, too. Bro, that's so like, scary.
No, I'd be like, what if I look into those trees or, like...
And you see that, a like... face. No.
Like... I'll be conflicted the rest of the day. No, the rest of my life, bro.
I'm gonna be silent in that car after.
Yo, guys, imagine this. What if you're like, it's dark in the night and it's only like you and your one parent or like one sibling or something in the car, and it's like really dark outside, like, yeah, in the middle of nowhere, right? And just like one car behind you, right? And the car is like really loud, so you're assuming it's music. Then, you know, then there comes two lanes and the car approaches the side of the car and you look into the car and no one's sitting there.
Nah, bro.
Oh, no. Bro, the way I would have hit brakes so fast.
No, nah. I would have hit like
I'm gas, running bro. Every red light after that, yo.
Exactly.
It was around 1 a.m. at night. I had left the busy city of Mumbai and it was near a quiet village road when my car had suddenly stopped running. I stepped out of the car to inspect what was going on. However, I was not a car expert and had no idea how to reach anyone. The road was pitch dark. I could not see what was ahead. I was even more nervous as beside me was a bunch of trees and bushes. I was always told as a child never go underneath them after mugging. However, curiosity got the better of me and I began staring into the distance and noticed a small figure headed towards my direction.
Bro.
Hold on.
Nah.
We were just talking about what the
I was terrified and froze. The figure with long hair came closer and closer. She <Hold on. laughs> She appeared to be weeping and speaking in an unknown language. She emerged through the trees and I got a good look at her. I could only see her dark eyes through the gaps between her long hair that covered almost all of her face. I asked if she was okay and she replied, "My baby has gone missing. Please help me find her." And wept loudly. Although I was terrified, I did not want to say no. So I followed her into the woods. She insisted her baby would not have gone far. Once we got deeper, I could no longer see the path we came through. I asked her how far we were going, and then she abruptly stopped. Wait, I'm scared.
Nah, I would have been like, F that baby and dip, right. Bro.
She turned around towards me and said, "This is the furthest you will ever go." What? Her sad face then stared into my eyes. She then became gormless. My heart was pounding, but I could not move. She tilted her head whilst looking at me and gave me an unnerving smile. I'm scared. She then began laughing and said, "They'll never find you here." From that moment, I cannot remember what happened. All I know is I am still lost in the woods, still waiting for someone to find me and free my soul. What?
What?
Free my
bro,
soul.
They lying, bro.
Hey, I feel like that's fake.
They lying. I don't even want to go to the next slide because of the picture.
I feel like it's fake because, you know, some of these people be lying.
Yeah, they just be lying because what are you talking about? How do you feel about that one?
To be honest, it just like kind of creeps me out that the fact that we were just talking about like being like driving
The
around just
karma,
like in like
exactly.
trees, right? And then out of nowhere, this just
That's
pops
the
up.
next story.
Exactly. But besides that, stop like me talking personally to that person that is in the story. You're dumb.
Yeah, because
Like
why would you even like
you're
be
just
so
that.
for real?
Exactly.
Okay, guys, I'm gonna read this one and then let's read the ones that they responded to on our Instagram poll.
Bet.
Okay. It was 1974. A power cut had occurred in our village. An unknown imam was on his way to perform a
Okay.
yeah, for my on my sister. My father had tied her in the wait, what? Wait. My father had tied her
Rukia
in the tin hut where the cows sleep at night, and he did not want the locals to know she was being possessed and tormented by a djinn.
okay, so she's possessed and she's getting exorcism, basically.
What the hell? She was out of control and would not stop screaming. The imam hurried as fast as she could, but due to the power cut, he could not see well. When he arrived, he was nothing like what we expected. He seemed lost and unprofessional. My father questioned if he had ever performed the ruqiyah, you said, before. He insisted he knew what he was doing. When he saw my sister all battered and bruised from the self-harm the jinn forced her to do, he immediately vomited from the strong stench that came off my sister. The jinn had been inside her for some time. She giggled at the imam and said to him, "If you can't get rid of me, I will kill the girl and then enter your youngest daughter." No. Hell no. Hell no. The imam, shocked, decided to test the jinn and asked it what his daughter's name was, and it replied, "Khadija." She has your eyes and her dead mother's looks. The imam began shaking uncontrollably and insisted he must leave. He informed my father it was great. Wait, what? He informed my father it was grave mistake coming here. However, my father locked the door and refused him to let him leave. The imam begged him to let him out. My father knew if the jinn does not leave my sister, she will die. He took the key with him and went towards a pile of hay in the hut. My father, in a fit of rage, pulled out his rifle that he kept from 71 and instructed, oh, 71, and instructed the imam if he does not begin the ruqiyah, he will shoot him. The imam began screaming and admitted to my father, "I am not an imam. I know nothing about ruqiyahs. I pray on the weak and convince them I have cured their children. I cannot help your daughter." In that intense moment, my sister looked at me, smiled, and snapped her own neck. What?
Oh my God.
What?
Oh my God.
Straight out of a
Why
horror
are you
movie.
silent?
No, no,
Because I'm
no.
like, listening, like,
Stop
what's
saying
the
that.
rest?
I'm scared. Wait. Wait. Okay. The jinn had kept this word. It killed my sister. My father then pointed his rifle at the fake imam and pulled the trigger. Oh. The imam was dead. The next morning, the papers had printed about the death of the imam and my sister. The article also mentioned the death of an 8-year-old girl who also died a few miles away from my village. Her name was Khadija.
Yeah, that's
What?
kind of tough. That's crazy, bro.
What you mean that's tough? Nah, I think that was the scariest
No,
one for me.
Yeah.
bro. No. No, the dude that pretended he was an imam, bro.
That's
Why would
evil.
you even do that? Like,
That's evil. That's a one-way ticket to Jahannam. Like, to be for real.
that to yourself, you dumbass.
That is so scary, bro.
See, I would never survive that.
I knew it was gonna be
Exactly.
scary once they said 1970 something. Because that's when you
Oh,
know.
that makes sense. Huh? Yeah.
How does it feel living in Indiana in the middle of
You
nowhere?
stop, bro. You're not funny. You're not
Don't
funny. You're not funny. No one's laughing,
it.
Aziza.
I'm
You're
laughing.
not funny. Don't wish that on me. Fear Allah. You know what?
Wish
Yeah.
nothing.
Yeah,
Nah.
don't do that to me, bro. 'Cause you see, now I'm gonna be delusional every time I'm walking around the house. Like, don't do that to me.
Astaghfirullah, I'm scared.
Bro, at least I didn't move to Connecticut where all the horror movies happen, bro. Always in Connecticut or Long Island, bro.
Yo, I'm scared scared one of my kids is gonna be one of those crazy kids from the horror movies that just be they be drawing scary pictures and everything.
Hell no! All of a sudden, there's 10 ghosts in your house.
Nah, I'm scared. They're like, "Mom, do you wanna like meet my imaginary friend?"
Nah,
stop!
I'm gonna say, "Get the hell out of my house." You and your imaginary friend.
Oh, all right, God. Next one. This person replies to our questionnaire. Okay, they said, there was jeans in the pond back in Bangladesh. One of my ustada mom, when she was a child, met one. So the story is these jeans would lure kids into the water and kill them by pretending to be mermaids. Bro, I'm telling you, mermaids are real and they're jinn. And they're jinns.
They're so real. I don't care what no one says.
Yeah. Now, these kids weren't allowed to go after Maghrib, but my ustada mom went and she met one. Apparently, it looked really pretty and would say for her to come. I have sweets and jewelry. Basically, trying to lure her. But anyways, alhamdulillah, she was smart and went and left her. I don't know if... Yeah. I would have left too.
As soon as I see something in the pond, I really don't like water, so...
Oh, yes. bro, I have a story.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, are we done with this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Bismillah. Okay. So as a kid, we used to go, like, to my aunt's, like, every, like, 2 weeks or so, right? Mm-hmm. So one day, my cousin and I decided to, like, scare each other, right? And tell each other, like, scary stories.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, my cousin is, like, a bit older than me, so she had, like, more experience than I did. So she decided to tell me this one story, and I did not sleep for, like, 3 days after.
Oh, hell no, don't tell me.
Yeah, don't say
it. It's not that scary now. It's not that scary now.
Okay. Aziza, okay. If it was not that scary for you, it must be very scary for us.
I can't remember it all right now, but, like, I'm gonna tell you what I remember, right? So she was, like, Her friend went to, like, the countryside to visit, like, some family over there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, like, this river, like, body of water, like, next to the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, a river, but, like, a little bit smaller. And nobody went there at night because apparently it was haunted, right? So people just avoided, like, going out at night, basically. So one day... They were, like, about to leave, like, the family house. And they mm-hmm. were going back to the city. So her friend's mother, like, took her friend and her sister. And they, like, told them to stay in the car while they get, like, the bags from the house.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And my cousin's friend and her little sister, they were, like, I think 4 and 5. Back then, yeah, they were, like, waiting for them in the car when out of nowhere, some woman comes out, like, they see, like, some woman come out, like, from the river. Mm-hmm. Mind you, it was nighttime. That woman came out of the river, and she started circling around the car.
No.
And she started circling around the car. And she, like, what she told me that she looked really scary, right? And then... Like, my cousin's friend and her, like, sister, they started screaming. So her parents, like, came out running. And then that woman just disappeared out of nowhere.
Nah.
And nobody believed them, bro.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Like, stop, I'm actually scared. This is actually scary.
No, the thing is that I low-key believe it. I believed it back then, too. Like, I really believed it.
Wait, because, was, like, she lying? What do you mean you believed it?
No, she wasn't lying. But, like, no, I'm telling you the reason why I believed it.
Mm-hmm.
It's because here in Egypt, especially in the countryside, bro, they do some black magic shit. Like,
bro, I know what you
would do, bro.
Exactly. Like, black magic and stuff like that, especially in the countryside. Like, bro, they just be doing that, like, a lot. That's why I don't like going there.
I know exactly what you mean.
Exactly, bro. So that's, like, scary.
Bro, can I tell y'all, like, okay, I'm not gonna say exactly who it was, but there was this person that's like in my family in Africa, right? And they perform like, you know, like black magic, but you know when you use ingredients and stuff. They did that shit and put it under someone's bed. Yeah. And that person fell outside of their room.
What?
And oh my God. Someone found the stuff. It was like a jar full of like stuff, like creepy ass stuff. Nah, that I don't know how people be doing that's that and so be saying evil. They Muslim.
That's
like,
no, that's a first class ticket to Jahannam.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I hate, like, you know what I'm scared of more is black magic than jinns, because just knowing that this could anybody someone a human is performing this on you.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like you have to have hatred in your heart to do that to someone. We do that.
No.
Exactly. You must really like hate them though. Like
that's yeah, like they must have done something to you for real. Or you must be real jealous.
Exactly. Nah, it's scary.
But yeah. Is there another one? I think there's another one.
We have one last one. Aziza, you took the screenshot of it, right? The one on Instagram?
Oh, I have it. I could read it.
Okay. Because I was too scared to screenshot it.
All right.
Do you want me to send it?
No, I got it. I see it.
Okay.
All right. So this person said, this happened during the first day of Ramadan. Oh, hell no. And the jinns and stuff should be locked up, well, but not the small ones. Yeah. No, there'd be some jinns locked up, like the big ones.
Oh.
But yeah. Anyway, this happened during the first day of Ramadan. After coming back from prayer, I went to get a snack on... Wait. Okay. After coming back from prayer, I went to snack on some food, and then something just went past over me. All of a sudden, I suddenly got a headache. I couldn't walk straight, and sudden worry came over me. It felt like someone was in me. My family was so confused. I couldn't see well. If I felt like something was in me,
bro, no, just that one no. Actually scares me.
Nah, I be scared that a jinn goes inside me. Like you know, when you're like, dressing, like taking your clothes off, you're supposed to say Bismillah, or the jinns are gonna fall in love with your body. Yeah.
Oh no.
Jinns legit be falling in love. That's why every time you undress, bro, say Bismillah. Cause them jinns be falling in love with you. Hey. I don't need that today.
Wait, that was the whole story?
No, it's not. No. I didn't finish. Oh. I'm just saying. Okay. Okay. My mom called this sheikh in Somalia and they I said Somalia. The sheikh my mom called the sheikh in Somali, and they basically did like an exorcism called Rukia on the phone. After listening to the sheikh, I fell unconscious, and when I woke up, I had forgotten about what just happened. I woke up 3 hours later. The sheikh said, when you left the masjid and entered your house, a jinn entered with me, and no, this was the only day that I didn't say Bismillah when entering. Oh, nah. To this what? Day, I say various du'as before entering my house. I'm actually so terrified of jinn that after this, I was so anxious for 11 to 3 months. No, I was... I'm sorry. I was so anxious for 3 months straight. Didn't eat, just slept all day. But alhamdulillah, I'm better now. Whew.
No, oh my God. Bismillah when I enter the house.
Yeah. Bro. Like my mom, yeah, like my mom, she always says before you leave the house and before you enter, say the du'as, bro. Like
I forget to say it. Like I always forget to say
it. I don't even know them. I'm not gonna lie to you.
They're on the Muslim Pro app.
Okay, I'll look at them.
Yeah.
Guys, this was actually such a scary episode.
It wasn't that scary.
No, I'm scared.
I'm not scared.
I'm scared.
I mean,
if I was silent, that means you're scared.
No, I'm just like...
Not early.
I'm just like... It's just like, okay. I know, right? Like, I know... Jinns are real, like obviously I grew up being told every day jinns are real, you know. But like these stories weren't as scary as I expected them to be.
Yeah,
I feel like it would have been scarier if there were visuals, like we were watching YouTube videos, because one time my MSA, we were like, they just decided one day for the last meeting of MSA, we're gonna watch jinn stories. And you know me, I was like, let me just turn my video. And this was on Zoom. So I was like, let me turn my camera off. Let me just like mute the thing, right? Mm-hmm. But I was like, bro, I really want to see this kind of. So I'm just like, let me tell you one thing that happened. Yeah. I'm kind of scared to see this in my head again.
Oh,
but basically, basically, it was like in Iraq, right? And it was like this uninhabited area, like this place where no one lived, and it was like broken down and everything. You know, those houses that are like no one lives there and stuff. And this kid and like some his parents, I think, were walking, and across from them, it's like these border structures. Like, you know, like when you're in the houses, like them big houses that have like some tall, what's it called? The, you know, them pole things that hold up the wall?
Yeah.
Yeah, like there was a bunch of those, and it was like a square in the middle. So it was like forming a square. And from across them, it was like 30 feet, I think. And they saw a black shadow. And this person is recording, and they're like screaming. Right, because you know it was like nobody was supposed to be there.
In the shadow, and type of videos.
Yeah, so they start walking, and the shadow is like, you know, it's a square, so they're like on the opposite side of the shadow. So they're walking, and then the shadow is like going, like to the down, like down the area, and like almost near them, but he doesn't go inside the square, like he goes behind the poles. So he's like, the shadow's just going. And then the video cut off. Bro, after that, I just ran out. Like, I just ran and screamed. I was so scared. No, these videos, at least it wasn't videos. I feel like videos would have been more scary. But these are books. See, now after this, we got to go on FaceTime because I'm scared to be alone.
I'm actually scared and I have to go pray.
Yeah, I'm scared.
I'm not scared.
Azusa, I don't understand you. It's like 3 a.m., 4 now, right?
No, it is 3 a.m.
Bro, you guys stress me out, bro.
Bro, it was your idea.
I told you guys I'm not gonna do this episode. You guys could do it alone.
No,
bro, it's one or none. You know,
it's one or none or all or none.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Shaking my head.
Oh my
god,
working out, bro.
Yeah, like also the thing about like. You know, for example, you know how Halloween is coming up, right? Mm-hmm. I never go outside. Like, I just know that day. Like, even if, you know, that day people celebrate Shaitan's birth. Like, what the hell? Like, I'm not going to go and offend you there. But me, no thank you.
Personally? No.
Yeah, me, no personally. God forbid that. Like, I'm not with this stuff. And, like... Yeah, and, like, you know, people will be dressed as scary stuff, but I'd be feeling like those people got possessed. And, like, I'd be feeling those people got possessed, and those costumes are not people in the costume. It's actual djinns, you know? So that's why on Halloween, I literally never go outside. It just scares me.
Me and Aziza's middle school, they used to let us out early because, you know, like, it's the hood.
Yeah, you know? They used to do that, too.
They used to be slashing people's face on Halloween. So they had to let
That's why I never went out on Halloween, bro. Like,
I used to call my dad to come pick me up from school every Halloween.
Hmm. No, remember that one day where they terrorized me?
Yo, I forgot about that. They had to be possessed, bro.
No, I feel like people actually be possessed on Halloween.
I think Halloween is on a Monday? Here? How am I supposed to go home safely?
Ask your dad to pick you up.
I'm scared. My dad has work on Mondays.
Ask your brother.
Just don't go to school.
My brother's not picking me up, bro. Me for real.
I got important stuff. Like, I can't come to school today.
You know? Yeah, I'm about to say that. I'm not coming to school.
Bro, over here in Indiana... Literally the whole neighborhood, like, if you're not Muslim, they decorate their houses. And one time, I was just walking, I saw this scary thing, bro. I was scared for my life, bro. And mind you, it was dark outside. yo, wallahi, I thought I was gonna die. I thought that was the end of everything. Like, I'm not joking. I'd be so scared. Especially, like, you know, there'd be, like, pumpkins. You know those Halloween decorations that'd be, like, pumpkins and, like, them fake ghosts. But you could tell them fake. Some people just go overboard and decide, let me just spice it up a bit and add some, like, scary stuff, bro. Like, be effing for real. Like, I'm sorry.
You know what I like, though?
No,
they've been decorating their house as like Stranger Things, and they have mats floating in the air.
Nah, yeah. If I saw that, I would be scared. If it was in real life, sure.
It was Halloween. I don't remember which Halloween it was, but I was like walking to school in the morning, and then like I looked at somebody's window, and they put like a doll's head. Bro, the way I jumped.
Bro, I saw that. The way my bus went, like in like when I was going to school, there was this lady and like on the street. There's the windows are really big into the apartment, but you can't see in the apartment. But whatever's sitting on the windowsill, you can see it, right? Mm-hmm. This lady had like big dolls, bro. Like that scared the hell out of me. Cause why are you putting big dolls on your window?
Exactly, bro. Like they're so scary.
Guys, like, the one thing I do love about Halloween, though,
the candy.
Those pumpkin donuts at Dunkin' Donuts, yo.
The pumpkin spice?
No, not the, no, the donuts. Not the drink.
Oh, the decorations?
The donuts.
Yeah, donuts. That's what I said, the decorations on the donut.
No. They're like munchkins.
Oh, I don't know.
Bro, if y'all haven't tried that, I'm putting y'all on.
Okay.
For pumpkin munchkins at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. The nearest Dunkin' Donut for me is like in like 30 minutes away.
Yeah, that's tough.
At least I have Starbucks have like 9 minutes away. You do?
Bro. I'm not even going to answer that.
No, because I thought you said you didn't.
No, we do have Dunkin' Donuts. We have Dunkin' Donuts. We have Starbucks. The only thing we don't have, and I'm really tight about it, is like Popeyes.
Yeah, I don't have Popeyes.
I don't think Popeyes is international. That's why.
Yeah. All right, guys. So we're gonna.
Oh wait, this was our. I hope you guys enjoyed our first episode back. This is second, but like it's our first real episode.
Yeah. Season two is starting off fun, I guess.
Starting off strong. Yeah. And we have next week's episode planned too.
Yeah, we're really excited about that one.
Yeah.
Well, I know I am.
Yeah, I am.
I feel like this season is gonna be way better than the last season.
Yeah, yeah. Way, way better.
Cause we are actually getting into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Okay. We're low-key becoming professional.
Not too really. Much.
Yeah.
Bro, we record on our phones, please.
So we are, yeah, honestly.
Now, why you exposed us like that? No one needed to know.
I mean, I already told one of them.
Yeah, because they're trying to make their own, but like, you know.
But it's okay. Why do we have to lie?
Yeah, no gatekeeping. We're girl bosses.
Yeah.
All right. That's it, I guess.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening. And I hope you listen to this at like 1 a.m.
Yeah, to really scare.
All right, bye.